Like I said, I've got somebody up next here. We're diving into the world of an artist whose roots run deep in rhythm and soul. None other than a Namibian-born South African musician, born and raised in the heart of Paarl. While he considered himself as an artist, it's in producing and songwriting is where he found his groove. His journey began very, very early, but one of the most vivid memories is one that shaped everything. Happened on a Sunday after church. Same as the artists, I'm a comedy cake. But the thing is, the comedy cake, I can't even the answer say that hotel afalagi, no? Because then they forget their roots. Most of them. No? But most of them also returned back to the cake. Yeah, so I'm going to be going to find out whether or not he returns to the church. After this, I promise you, he's probably going to return to the church. But anyway, so it was he learned learning to speak and just to make sense of the world. His dad always took that moment to unwind, careful cleaning his trumpet. So as you know, it's you heard now. It runs in the family. So growing up in a jazz-oriented family didn't just influence his taste, but defined who he is as an artist. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, of all ages, Nima, he is an international artist, if you have to put it that way. He is none other than Michael Africa. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
guys. Good afternoon. Yes, Michael, sir. Just that intro alone made me tired. So how's it going, man?
Yo, it's going super great. I'm just grateful for being here and being alive and willing, having the opportunity to express myself the way I can.
Okay. Yes. Seeing that you're born in Namibia, born South Africa, you born here and born and bred here, or were you born in Namibia and then you immigrated with leaving the family?
No. I was actually born in Namibia. My dad immigrated to Namibia.
Oh, okay.
And then he actually met my mom. I was born there and then we came.
So your mom is Namibian?
Yes, and my dad is South African.
Oh, it's really. It's a 50-50 kind of a situation. So 50-50 kind of situation. So, ik ga net neer aan los. Let's see. They say, I wonder if it's true. They say that Namibian guys, their tongue is so glad as water. Is it true?
Yeah, we can sell sand to the beach, things like that.
You haven't sold me. You haven't sold yourself to me yet. So let's just leave it there. All right. Like I said, Michael Africa. So that's your full name, or is it a stage name? Is there something else?
No, actual name.
Oh, Michael Africa.
I had a stage name, but I decided no.
Okay, what was it? I want to go back into that. So what was the stage?
My stage name was actually Escape. The reason I called myself Escape was because we all do certain things to escape reality, because we always want to get away from something, whether it be making music, whether it be doing something, you know. So that's why I called myself Escape. And then as I grew up, as a young adult,
to move away from reality, you need to escape life nowadays.
You need to escape. So music was always my escape. Music in general, writing, all of that. So it was like, as I grew up, I got comfortable within myself, and like that's a battle all we fight sometimes. We're not comfortable with our own sack of bones, you know. I got comfortable with myself.
I'm comfortable with my own sack of bones. So I just have to put it out there. No?
Yeah, but like the thing is, like being comfortable comes with, how can I say, actually loving the simple things. And when you love the simple things, you love yourself because we're all humans. But to get to the point, I just decided I can't lie to myself anymore, because I want to be in love with the person I see and deal with every day myself. So Michael Africa it was, and it stayed Michael Africa. So no more escaping for me. I'm just being myself.
Perfect, man. And you know what? You know what? And you can't hide and say I'm not African. You Namibian, South African. So you in Africa.
Hey, my name is Michael Africa. Right?
Hey, I'm just putting it in. I'm just saying that.
So which means it's
full circle.
It's crazier because Michael is in the Bible and he has his own parable. So what if my verses are, you know what I mean, parables?
Kijk,
I'm just saying.
So obviously I'm gonna get to your father quickly. So you grew up in a jazz orientated family kind of vibe. Was it only your mom? Was it only your dad? Or was it your mom and dad?
I would say 100% my dad's side. It was actually my grandfather. All of those going back to the start of the klopsa and things like that.
So they were part of the klopsa.
All of that. Yes. All of that. So like that influenced me like since like I said, like before I could speak, like Sundays after church, after we ate and had some family time, like my dad would clean his trumpet, and like this specific Sunday, like I mentioned, like he was playing, and like I was just like, I couldn't understand it, but I felt it, and like I was just like, it's that emotion,
it's stuck,
and I knew like this. I like this feeling.
Okay, so I song was saying, don't leave me, trumpet.
Maybe.
Okay. No, just wanted to say. Okay. So who else in the family is music orientated? So apart from
everyone, basically everyone from my dad's side, like my cousins.
Who's your father though?
My father's also Michael Africa. So I'm the junior, so that's a huge privilege for me because
you're actually JR.
Yes, like actually, but I look just like my mom, and I have my dad's manners and things like that. But I look like
mannerism,
name. I got the privilege for having his name.
Okay, yeah. So it's your dad and who else?
From the music side, it's my dad, my grandfather, my uncles, my cousins, my brother. My sister, it wasn't for her, so like, you know, ladies are, anyways, it wasn't for her, so like, she never went into music still, but she does love music, like, listens to it, but like, not like us, like, but actually, like, sits with the instrument and like, ba, 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 yes.
Okay.
So my dad. All right,
so your taste of music, so I'm going to get to that. Mm-hmm. So what are you into, apart from what you do, what kind of music are you into?
For me personally, that's always a difficult question to ask because I'm into the music.
Are you into R&B? Are you into rap?
Let me answer it like this. I'm into everything. It depends on my mood because I might feel like this now, then I might just listen to opera. And then later on, I feel like that, then I listen to jazz. And then later, I feel like this, then I listen to 80s hip hop. So it depends on my mood, you know.
All right. So your music style, hip hop, obviously. Hip hop,
boom bap, jazz.
Okay, nice.
Yes.
All right, I've got a couple of tracks here. I'm going to ask you to choose one. Obviously, the cleanest one ever. Because otherwise, I'm going to get into trouble. Being into trouble. I actually love being in trouble, but I also hate being in trouble. The other thing is, when you started to with your own music to put it together and put music together, how did you gel your hip hop with the jazz kind of vibe to it?
To be honest,
very tough
question. It came naturally because like I already had the ear for jazz and already knew what hip hop was about. So it was just a matter of fact of feeling comfortable with the sound I created for myself and getting more comfortable with being even comfortable with that. That's how I called that niche.
All right, so I'm going to get first. We're going to break away for some music. I've got AKA Nasty C with Lemonade. You're going to have to choose a song for me. I've got it lined up here. And then we're going to have to play that one. Mm. Then also, Lyric Challenge is coming your way. And I've got, it's like I'm net so groot oor
maak. Okay.
So I've got five songs, little clips. What we do is I play the clip for you. All right, you have to listen. Okay, and I pause it, and then you need to finish the lyrics.
Okay.
You like that?
It's fine. Yo, okay. Depends.
Okay, it depends. All right, depends. Okay, I can tell you now, there's some Ronan Keaton in there. There is Daniel Pontier in there.